fans, and welcome to the last Friday Night Beer blog of 2022. This is the reading of, well, I won't say it's my weekly blog because I don't write it weekly anymore. I write it, what, Mike?
Bi-weekly.
Oh.
You say potato.
I say potato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, we've got.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay. Okay. This won't be the last one. The last one was the last one. All right. So anyway. All right. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Okay, we are here, and it is Christmas Eve Eve. Right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you forgot what day it was. I was like,
no,
what time is everybody coming tomorrow? And you're like, is that tomorrow?
I knew when it was. It just kind of came up fast.
Mm-hmm. And, it's been a weird week. Every day I keep thinking, today's Friday, right? And now today is actually Friday. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe tomorrow is Christmas Eve. It snuck up. But it's another full year of doing the Friday Night Beer blog. Aren't you proud of us? And we nearly did it every week until we started doing it bi-weekly in October, right? Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's been good to do every other week and give ourselves a break in between. So this is where I write the blog, and on Friday nights, Mike and I have a beer, and I read it to him because why, Mike?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Because some people don't like to read.
Some people just don't like to read blogs. They would rather hear them. And so we are accommodating those people like Mike who don't like to read blogs. All right. Are you ready for this week's Friday Night Beer Blog, Mike?
Ready.
Are you?
I can't wait.
You look ready. So, again... I write this blog, but my website has been under construction for probably the last 6 weeks. Trust me when I say it's going to be awesome. People just have to believe me. But my blog doesn't actually live there right now because everything is being migrated into the new website, which will go live hopefully I'm hoping by the beginning of the year. And so actually I'm just writing blogs and we're just doing the podcast because there isn't an actual blog right now.
Wow.
I hope I don't lose them all so I can put them up. But anyway, the title of tonight's Friday Night Beer blog is doing your best enough? How to find satisfaction instead of being a perfectionist. Now, do you know why I wrote this blog this week, Mike?
For me?
No, all the time you spent on your new website. It will not be perfect. Trust me.
Not for the attempt. For the lack of an attempt.
Well, we have to do our best. So is doing your best enough? Anyway, so the reason I wrote this blog this week is because it's Christmas week. And I know you don't know anything about this, but for all, probably, I won't say all, most women out there, they feel a great pressure to make Christmas perfect for everyone. You know, that they want to make sure the tree is right. Everybody's getting everything on their Christmas list. The food's going to be right. There's going to be enough food. Everybody's invited. They got the Christmas cards out. Christmas shopping's done. The wrapping's done. Everything looks perfect. The house is clean, just in case people come by. And they might have a party in which they have to do all of the stuff. So there is a lot of pressure in Christmas season to make sure that everything is perfect.
And men don't feel this pressure.
Well, you tell me. I would say no. That's my guess.
I'm like, it's not that important to me. I'm like, it's time to get together and, you know, hey, they take what they get.
Oh, to feel that way. That would be awesome. In fact, I'm going to bring that to tomorrow. How's that sound?
Okay,
when your family comes over.
And I'm going to take that to your family.
Don't you always.
Touché.
Touché. All right. So is doing your best enough? How to find satisfaction instead of being a perfectionist? December 23rd, 2022, the 89th official Friday Night Beer blog. Are you a perfectionist? Mike, are you a perfectionist?
Used to be.
Do you pick away at something, whatever it is, until you have needled it to within an inch of its life? Do you eventually abandon it because it's never going to be perfect, or you are afraid that others won't see the perfect in it and judge you as being subpar? Do you ever feel happy when you have completed something? Are you ever happy? Whether it be an email, a blog, a project, or a race, Mike. Even if this thing was as close to perfect as you could get it, do you still poo-poo at it and self-criticize yourself? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, then you most certainly are a perfectionist. Subheading. What it means to be a perfectionist. Perfectionism has long been associated as being a positive thing. Yeah?
No.
No?
Not as long as I remember.
Really?
Not as long as I've been in the corporate world anyway.
Oh, okay. Anyway. That if you strive to be perfect, then somehow you care more about the outcome than everyone else. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone wants perfection. Perfection is the gold standard, yes? To be the perfect height and weight, to have perfect teeth, to have perfectly behaved kids, a perfect career making the perfect amount of money. It all just sounds so wonderful. But what is perfect really? Isn't it more in the eye of the beholder? Striving for perfection can be a terrible thing. It can make you highly critical of yourself and everyone around you. It forces you to have unrealistic standards. It causes you to focus only on results and feeling depressed when those results don't materialize. It will cause you to procrastinate, live in fear of failure, and make you defensive. It is characterized by an excessive need to control and contributes greatly to overall stress. It is not a pretty picture. That's some ugly stuff right there, perfectionism. Yeah. Are you listening to me?
I am. I'm just thinking like, you know, but the thing is everybody tells you if you're going to do a job, do it well, you know? And so it's like,
oh, I think we're going to get there.
Okay.
Hold on to that thought.
All right. All right.
Subheading. What it means to be a recovering perfectionist. My definition of a recovering perfectionist is one that has miraculously become self-aware of their own perfectionist tendencies. They acknowledge the thoughts, negative self-talk, and futility of trying to reach a perfect state. This is a job and requires an amazing amount of self-compassion and understanding of who you are deep inside at your core. For a perfectionist to come to the conclusion that what is important is that they have done their best in any situation is monumental. to let go of something before it is perfect, so-called, air quotes, and to be satisfied with that thing is what I call being cured. Subheading, being satisfied. I can't get no. Can't get no.
Satisfaction.
Okay. Satisfaction leads to happiness. It gives you a sense of achievement. It makes you feel that life is good. Being satisfied is being content. And when you've done your best, it simply means that all things considered, there are sufficient benefits and that you are driving continued improvement. Doing your best, while at present is the top rung of the ladder, it still gives promise to another rung as you move forward. And while you are making these improvements, you must be satisfied with the progress that you're making. It makes you happy where you are, where you've been, and where you are going. Perfection is a moving target. If that is what you're striving for, you're never going to get there. And the road to trying will be miserable. But doing your best, making improvement, and being satisfied with the outcome will always get you further along than any perfectionist journey. Subheading. Life is too short to attempt to be perfect. I'm sorry if you were brought up to feel that you need to be perfect. But as an adult, it's time to put aside those expectations of others and look to show ourselves some grace and work on just doing our best. I guarantee you that in 99.9% of cases, that is plenty. Enjoy life. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the little things. Enjoy the wins. And don't let some fake sense of perfection steal it all away from you. That's it, Mike. What were you going to say earlier?
I don't know.
You've been holding it in.
I've been holding them all in. No, so my thing is there are times when you need to strive for perfection. And that's what drives people to be excellent in what they do. And it does, but you don't have to be a perfectionist in everything you set out to do.
See, I don't think there's any such thing as perfection. Nothing
is
perfect.
No, but striving for perfection.
But what are you striving for if there's no such thing as being perfect?
Being proficient in whatever skill you're practicing.
Isn't that just doing your absolute
best?
Being
a quarterback, throwing a pass. I mean,
isn't that striving to be your best as opposed to being some undefined term of being perfect?
Depends on if your profession is a quarterback, then you need to nail perfection. If your profession
But you're never going to get there.
Is an analyst, you don't need to perfect throwing a pass. So it's relative to who you are and what you're doing.
You're never going to be perfect at anything.
Nobody is ever going to be perfect. You strive for perfection, and you have to continue to practice and develop your skill. I think
we have a crossroads at words. You say striving for perfection. I say striving to do your absolute best.
Yes.
You're never going to be.
Your absolute
best is
relative to your own capabilities.
You are never going to be able to do more than your best. Ever.
Yeah.
Now, if that's striving for perfection in your mind, that's fine. But nobody is ever going to be perfect. Ever. At anything. Ever.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. It really depends.
We're missing words.
It really
here.
Depends on the value of the return. I mean, it, you know,
you must live a very sad life because you're not perfect at anything.
Oh, ouch!
Well, you're not.
No, but I'm good at everything.
No, nobody. You do your absolute best at everything that you do. Well, maybe not everything, but no. Well, I mean, nobody can do their best at everything that they do. Everybody half-assed something.
Well,
that's what
I said. When it really counts, you don't need to put that effort into it.
But you work hard to do your very best at everything.
That's the way I was raised.
Well, we were all raised to try to do our best.
No, I don't think so.
But it, being expected to be perfect at everything is impossible. Well, it's an impossible task.
Well, you just loaded that up. I mean, perfect
or
at
perfect
one thing.
At anything. You can't be perfect at one thing. Such thing. There,
people can be perfect at certain things.
No. Being a perfect asshole, maybe.
Oh, God. Can't argue with that one.
No.
You've aced that.
Oh, anyway. So for all of you women who are sitting and listening, whether it's tonight or tomorrow on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day, or
you go
even
out and then perfect that
or
Christmas
even,
dinner.
I'll smack him, don't worry. Or the day after Christmas, and you're worried about the fact that so and so wasn't happy because they didn't get the gift that they wanted, or that the turkey wasn't done, or dry, or it was dry, or you were late to getting to someone's house, or you know what? Screw it. You did your best. So I say, go, girl. Right?
I'm with you.
All right. So you ready? You ready for Christmas, Michael?
That's a loaded question.
How
are you? Am I ready for Christmas?
How
is
perfect
the question
has
for
your
you.
How perfect has your preparation been for Christmas, Mike?
I think it's been one of my poorest performances, but I still strive for perfection. Does that count?
You didn't strive to do your best, though. It's all good. It's all good. But are you... So then you're off next week, right?
I am.
And what's going to happen next week? I want you to say it into the microphone.
A great purge.
A great purge. So you're going to be throwing things away.
I'm going to be throwing stuff that I've attempted to throw away and thought about throwing away for the past few years, but have not. But I'm actually going to throw it away now.
This is breaking news, folks, and you heard it here. Mike is going to throw some things away.
Despite my grandfather turning over in his grave when I throw out perfectly good things.
Well, you don't have to throw them out. You could donate them.
Who's got time for donations?
Me.
Okay, all right. I'm writing it down for that.
Don't you hand me that stuff. That's funny. And then... This is, you know, our last Friday Night Beer Blog of the year, and then we're into next year. Do you have any big plans for next year? Do you have any big, I hate the word resolution. Do you have any big things
thinking,
that you
yeah,
want to
thinking.
Accomplish next year? Mm-hmm. What day?
I don't know.
What are day?
What?
What are they? I want to know.
I don't know. I'm not ready to share them yet.
Oh, really?
No, just, you know, I'm just going to try and make some big changes, you know.
Ooh.
Big changes.
You're not getting rid of me, are you? That'd be a big change.
No.
You waiting for Christmas for that?
No.
Been there, done that.
No, I'm just going to try and, you know, get situated financially where we are. I mean, I think we're in a good place, and I'm going to try and maybe look at aggressively looking at, you know, maybe changing my job and doing something that I think is valuable to either the community or to me or something, and just not.
I smell midlife crisis.
You know, it's not a big change, but it's just, you know what, you know.
I think it's good.
We're at a place where
I think change is good. I think mixing it up is good. I think, you know, venturing out of that rut that you're in is good.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody wants to sleepwalk through life.
No.
Or get to the end of life and realize that they've been sleepwalking through life. You can't walk your life back. You have to see it moving forward. So
yeah, my goal is to take control of my life, take back control of my life, and not
I'll,
where
I'll
you
see what I can
it.
Do.
It's the other boss.
I gotcha. Well, good. Good.
What about you?
Oh, I've got a whole episode coming up next Friday about kind of looking back over 2022 and everything that's been happening with the podcast and everything, and then looking forward and the intentions that I have set for 2023. I spent a good part of today. I was off today. So I sat down with a notebook and I – I did a
you
good.
You look like you're working today.
I
it
was
looks
working.
Like every day. You,
I'm
you got your
every
headphones
day.
In. You got your glasses pulled down halfway down your nose. Staring at your computer.
I was getting serious. I was looking forward a year from now, and because I tell you, I did that last year, and when I was looking back over the things that I did this year, I was able to check off a lot of things that I set in motion for myself. And that's because I set daily and monthly intentions to get me where I wanted to be by the end of the year.
You're welcome.
So, why?
I figured I helped.
Did you?
Didn't I?
You stayed out of my way. So that's, I'll call that a win. So yeah, I'm excited for the next year. You know, that's the thing when you start looking forward, you start getting curious and start creating something for yourself and getting out of that sleepwalking rut, that you really start to be excited about the things that may be coming next. So that's where I am. It's
Sweet.
All good, and I'm dragging you along with me.
Great.
Great. Here we go. All right, everybody.
So maybe I won't have any goals for next year. I'll just do what you tell me.
No. Gotta have your own, and then I will get out of your way so that you can complete yours.
I'll remind you.
Okay.
It's recorded.
Okay. All right, that's it for 2022, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed the Friday Night Beer Blog this year. We have enjoyed being here with you on Fridays. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, please scroll down to the bottom of the show page, not the episode page. You're probably on the episode page right now. Go to the show page, scroll down, and give it a 5-star rating and a review. And follow the show so that when we do these Friday Night Beer blogs, how often? Bi-weekly. That it will come directly into your podcast streaming app, whatever that may be. All right, everybody. Until next year. Right, Mike?
Yep.
Until next year. See ya.
See ya.